Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
Well, a very good evening, everybody.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.
Well, let's try that again. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the show tonight. I am Victoria Gaither, 18-year television journalist and news anchor, and I always, at least I think, have a very cool job to interview some very cool people. And the young lady that is going to be on tonight is somebody that, in fact, I had the opportunity to learn about her, and that was through a lot of my friends through Facebook. And all of my friends kept saying, Victoria, you've got a friend Sonia, you've got to friend her. You know, she goes all these places, she loves to travel, and she jumps out of airplanes, and she does this and she does that, and I just think that you need to know her. So of course I did. I sent her a request, and she was kind enough to say, yes, Victoria, I don't know you, but I will be your friend on Facebook. And ever since then, I have followed her on Facebook. And Sonia, I know you're on the line with us right now, and I can say you do a little bit of everything.
Well, I try. That's what makes life a little bit interesting, don't you think?
I think, yes. I think you're right. But let me do just a proper introduction. Sonia Lawrie is her name, and her website is World Next Door, worldnextdoor.com.
TV.
So all that information
is
inside
actually,
the
it's chat World Next Door TV.
TV.com. I apologize.
Yes.
WorldNextDoorTV.com.
Yes.
And all that information is inside the chat room. Now, was travel something that you always remember as a kid that you were interested in?
You know what? Actually, yes. My dad is in television, and ever since I was a little girl, I can remember him taking us to different places. He would just load us in the van, and we'd drive to Florida, or we'd drive up to New York or Canada. So as a kid, I always remember being in the car going somewhere. And when I was old enough to go myself, I was like, well, I'm going to take whatever money I can get and just go wherever the money will take me. So, yeah, ever since I was little, I've been doing as much traveling as I can. But I think recently it's turned into something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just travel anymore. Now it's I try to work in a little bit of adventure if I can, too. Life is short, so why not?
Yeah, you are right. In fact, a lot of times, of course, before I get ready to do a show on At Home with Victoria, I'm always kind of just thinking about the show and, you know, sort of the person who's going to be on there and if there's things in my life that I can actually relate to that. And I was thinking about that in the sense of travel because my family growing up, we didn't have, you know, money that we could get on an airplane or even for that matter on a Greyhound bus and go a lot of places to travel. But it was very important, I remember, to my mom and to my grandmother that we would always make sure that we would travel to places that were that was within our area. So whether that was downtown on the mall, the Smithsonian Museums, you know, to go see historic Frederick, Maryland, to go to Baltimore, to the Inner Harbor, to visit my, you know, grandfather in Philadelphia where we got to, you know, visit the tourist places there. So I was thinking about that and how fortunate, you know, I was as a kid that I had people in my life who said, hey, you know what, this is important, you need to go and see things. And I always feel sorry, you know, for kids whose parents don't give them that sort of same sense of adventure, even if you can't go, get on an airplane, but just to go visit, for example, the one of the Smithsonian Museums.
Absolutely. There are kids that have never left the block. You know, and I definitely think that that's really sad because we're so lucky to live in the D.C. area. There are so many things, just as you mentioned, the Smithsonian. You can drive a couple of hours and be in New Jersey, or you know, New York, mm-hmm. or, you know, everything is a drive away, and there's so many things to see and do, so you never really have a reason to be bored.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I completely agree with you. And this summer, one of the things that I wanted to do for my niece and nephew, who are 5 and going on 6 years old, was to give them that same experience that I got in the summer, and that was to always make sure that you visit the monument. So we took a day. It was a couple of weeks ago, and this weekend we're going to continue that. But I took them to the Air and Space Museum, the Museum of Natural History, and the Museum of American History. And, you know, it was just so cool that, you know, being in those
wow.
museums and sort of me thinking about my childhood and being able to pass on that experience, you know, to them. And hopefully, you know, I'm hoping that when they grow up, they'll remember that Aunt Vicky took them to the museum. They may or may not, but, you know, it probably does more for me than them, right?
Absolutely. But, she was a cool aunt, right? That's what they'll say.
I know, yes.
She was a cool aunt.
Actually, yeah, I think, well, at least I hope I'm the cool aunt. But what I wanted to say about that was even still going there, this time in my life, especially at the Museum of Natural History, there was so many things that I learned being there that I didn't know. Like, they have this really cool butterfly gallery, and you go inside, Sonia, and I kid you not, I mean, I'm not exaggerating the number. It's at least close to 2,000 or 1,500 butterflies, and people
oh,
can
wow.
walk through. And what's cool about the butterflies is that they literally land on people. So they'll land on, you know, your head, your jacket, your finger. And it was so magical because one of the butterflies landed on my nephew DJ's hand. And it was like magic for us that happened. So something, you know, that wasn't that big, but it was, you know, big to us, are just, I think, can be lasting memories. And that's right there in D.C.
Absolutely. And just like I was saying, there are so many things that are here. That's kind of what made me want to research and get out and try new things and find out that there are a lot of areas right here in our own backyards that are almost like we're on vacation. So, you know, as you mentioned, my website is World Next Door TV. What we do is we try to focus on things that are in people's own backyards, get them kind of thinking and moving and getting off the couch, trying new things that maybe they normally wouldn't be able to wrap their head around, and get, you know, like Michelle Obama's doing right now, getting people moving. Yeah, getting
yeah,
people moving.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
why not? These things, it doesn't take a plane ticket. It doesn't take, you know, however much you have to save in order to go on a cruise or, you know, to go overseas. You can do a lot of things right here. And I just came back from Deep Creek, which is maybe, what,
mm-hmm.
3 hours, 3 hours
three
away.
Hours, yeah.
Exactly, and that's in Maryland, right up in the mountains. And we rented a wonderful chalet, 5-bedroom chalet on the lake. We got a kayak. We went whitewater rafting.
Mm-hmm.
We tried new things. These are a lot of things I've never done before. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
the sense that you can't do it, you know, that all kind of fades away. You see someone else trying it. You're like, oh, you know, they're doing it. Why can't I try it? And
try it.
It's just kind of it's really a lot of fun to be able to bring out that adventure in other people and watch them, you know, say, wow, I didn't think I could do it. Exactly. I brought a girlfriend with me, and that was the first time. And I don't want to say her age, but that
mm-hmm.
was the first time she had been on a jet ski. And she said, I've never done
mm-hmm.
that. My mother told me, are you crazy? What are you doing? But she did it. She did it, and we had the pictures all over Facebook to, you know, to show
right.
that, yes, she did it. She did it, and she's really proud of herself for that.
And, you know, it's interesting because as I got to know you through your travel and through your adventure, what was very cool is that there are a lot of things about you and I, although we never really met prior to Facebook, that interests us. And Deep Creek is also an area. My husband is a ski patroller at WISP. So I spend a tremendous amount of time in Deep Creek, especially in the wintertime, because we have a place up there. And I remember, you know, just sort of mentioning, and I let a few friends, you know, go up there and stay. And I remember a few of them saying, my goodness, Victoria, you know, I never knew that this part of Maryland even exists within my own state. And these are people that live in Prince George's County. And I said, yeah. And I said, you know, that's the thing. One thing that I love about Maryland, you've got the beach on one end, you've got the city. And then you've got Western Maryland where you've got the mountains. But that was something that I was excited about when I looked at your pictures that you and I share, because I kind of consider myself a second resident of Garrett County in Western Maryland, because I'm up there so much. But you're right, the lake is beautiful. And something that I did with my niece and nephew, and I saw you had some pictures too, was the adventure course where my niece and nephew got on that zip drive thing over there at the mountain this summer and got a chance
to do that. Have that there. There's also one closer near Columbia, Maryland in Savage. So there's a wonderful place. It's called Terrapin Adventures, and they're awesome people. I love Matt. He's a wonderful guy who owns the place, and it's right around the corner. So you may not want to drive 3 hours away to go to, you know, Wisp, but Savage is close by. You know, get some friends, go there for a day. They say you can lose 5 pounds in a day at that obstacle course, which I completely agree with. You do so much work, but you're having so much fun, and you're having such a great time climbing and discovering things about yourself. You don't really realize that your body is getting a full workout. So I'm not the gym rat. I wish I was. I wish I, you know, was motivated to get up and get in a gym every day. But things like that motivate me, you know, to have fun like that, and to walk and to hike and climb. And, you know, it brings out your inner child. So it doesn't really matter how old you are. You're never too old to start.
Too old.
Living life.
Yeah, I do. I certainly do agree with you, because the adventure course that the one there at Wisp, which is open in the summertime, because, you know, winter they do the skiing and the snow tubing, and they got that cool little ice rink and all that other stuff there. And what was very cool about that was to see my niece and nephew push their limits, because my both of them love the whole zip lining part, when you go down and kind of, you know, go up on the other side and there's somebody there to kind of catch you. But the other parts that dealt with balance was a little bit more challenging for them. But it was so cool to see that that they went through that course. I think it was about 4 times that they went through, but each time they got a chance to go through, their confidence level was building and it got stronger. And you could literally see that in them. And that was just very cool to witness something
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that I'm pushing myself every time I do one of these things. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but every time I, the majority of the time I release a new episode of World Next Door, it's usually the first time I'm trying something. So you're getting genuine reaction fear and all of that, you know, or elation or whatever comes.
Right.
And
right.
The confidence comes with it also, because, you know, you're pushing yourself. You may be afraid of heights, and you know, you may not want to start out learning how to fly a Cessna or jumping from a plane, but you may want to try an obstacle course, you know, that's 40 feet off the ground, and you know, you're in a harness. So these kind of things allow you to push yourself just a little bit. There was someone that says, I'm completely afraid of the water, but, you know, I'm going to go and try this. We just, like I said, came back from Deep Creek, and this day on the lake, I can do that little pontoon boat and jet skiing, and they push themselves, and they allow themselves to try new things. So it really makes me happy to be able to try to facilitate that and and say, hey, you know, just try it. What's the worst that can happen?
It happened exactly. Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know.
And you know, I am one of those people. If I'm around someone, and you know, everybody, well, people will suggest, hey, why don't we try this or try to go do that? I'm the person. If there's one person who constantly says, no, I can't do it, and think of every single excuse, I'm the person who's going to push that person and try to get them motivated to actually go and do it. Because I look at it as that is exactly what you said. You know, what sort of what's the worst could happen. You know, you're going to you're not going to, waste a couple of hours of your day or, you know, just a day or half a day to go try it and then it's over. You know, that's pretty much it. And I always find that mainly it's those people that always have the best time and just get
Absolutely.
Such a big reward and have a big smile on their face. They're always the happiest
because
when
they did
even want to come back and do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, I like to ask those people, what will you remember at the end of your life? You know, or what will you think of that you say to yourself, man, I wish I had done that, or what will you regret not doing?
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that actually, you know, started this whole thing because I had reached a huge milestone. Well, I don't know how huge it is, but I reached a milestone in my life. and, you know, when I turned 40, I said, man, is this it?
Right.
You know, I have to get up and go to work every day and, you know, pay the bills. And it was very
mm-hmm.
mundane. And I was like, this cannot be it, just working,
right.
working. I said, for the next, you know, 40 or 50 years. So when I started writing out my bucket list, I even wrote down things that terrified me. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and actually jumping from a plane was one of them. And when you feel yourself checking those things off of that list, it's a feeling of accomplishment, and then it also kind of lets you know you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look back, and I want to be that 80-year-old, 90-year-old grandmother with all the pictures on the walls of, you know, flying across the ocean in a Cessna or, you know, or
right.
swimming across the ocean in a life vest only or whatever. I don't know. Whatever I can
right.
come up with that I think I can do, you know, I'll try it and say why not. Just start small. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. If you take that one step, you know,
yeah.
it gets easier and easier as you go along.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do think that you are right on that. I do want to acknowledge some folks that we have inside the chat room. Thank you so much for listening to my conversation with Sonia as we talk about her adventures, her travel, and just her life in general. I do have a question. There's a young lady. This is a really good question. She's listening from the Big Apple from New York. She's probably just fresh off of Fashion Week there. But she wants to know, have you ever thought about, once you're done with this, chronicling this information and putting it in a book? Good question.
Absolutely. I'm putting all of my pictures together. I have a wonderful photojournalist, Stephen Jacobs, who's been taking pictures of each and every adventure that I go on. And I think it would probably be more of a coffee table book.
mm-hmm.
than anything, because, you know, you can put in big, huge, colorful pictures and kind of allow yourself to jump in and live through, you know, hopefully live through some of the things that I've done. But I would love to be able to do a book. I think it would be
yeah.
awesome to be able to do that.
And
yeah.
And speaking of your photojournalist who takes the pictures, I'm sitting here looking at some of the pictures as we have this conversation on your website, worldnextdoortv.com. Every single picture that you take, let me just start off by saying you look fabulous. So there is no bad Sonia picture. I'm
oh, yeah,
say
they
that,
are. But see, you don't get to see those. We
don't
delete
see
those real quick. There are
those
terrible the pictures.
Ones.
Someone made the mistake of saying, oh, my God, girl, you never take a bad picture. I said, oh, yes, I do. You just don't see those. We delete those quick.
We just don't see the bad ones. Well, one of my favorite pictures that I'm looking at right now is, I think this is when you were in Deep Creek, and the beautiful house that you guys stayed at and you're standing in front of. You've got that glass A-frame picture. You've got a pink top on and some really cute shorts. That's one of my favorite pictures. I love that picture. And then I love the picture where you and the very cute young lady, the little girl, is on the looks like a water tube. You guys are on a water tube.
Oh, that was so much fun. That was a wonderful day. Yes.
Yeah.
I love Rayleigh Mountain Lake Vacations. They're the ones that you know, sponsored us coming up to Deep Creek. I have to give them a shout out. They're awesome. If you ever want to go to Deep Creek, please look them up. And tell them Sonia sent you. but Rayleigh took care of everything. They helped us find a house. We told them about how many people were coming, and they took care of everything. We said we wanted to be on the lake, and we wanted a hot tub, and you know, and then they also took care of helping us get the pontoon, the whitewater rafting place is called Askey up there. You have to go there too. It's man-made whitewater rafting, the only whitewater rafting man-made place on a mountain in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to check them out.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm.
It's completely safe. You can even go bodyboarding there. It was awesome to see these people, you know, have no fear and just jump in. I wasn't quite there yet, but I was like, hey, I'm in a raft, and I did it, you know. but baby steps. But Rayleigh,
right.
Rayleigh is wonderful. So if you're ever thinking about going to Deep Creek for any season, they take care of everything. But that's pretty much what you're looking at. And if people want to take a look at any
powerhouse.
Of these. Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention when you say Rayleigh, just because, like I said, I spend quite a bit of time up there myself. That is my second home. They are very much a powerhouse in the area, too. But I'm sorry,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
They're everywhere. But what I was going to say, if people do want to take a look at the pictures, by all means, go to facebook.com/WorldNextDoorTV, and then just click on the left where it says photo albums or photos, and just check out all the photos and videos we have. I have about 20-some odd episodes of World Next Door TV, and, you know, we're still moving along, so it's a lot of fun. I love what I do.
Now, you also take, am I correct to say that you also take suggestions on places to go as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was listening to you about the butterflies. I was like, wow, that sounds like a great place. I haven't heard of this place.
But I'm
hoping that you will shoot me an email so that
I can
definitely go and take some pictures and
visually,
share with folks.
And, you know, photogenic and also camera-wise, that would just be an awesome place for you to film. I mean, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And what's great about it, Tuesdays it's actually free. It doesn't cost anything to get in. But the other days, I think it's $4, like $4 or $3 for kids. I mean, something, some small crazy amount
wonderful.
Like that.
Very, very cool.
But, yeah,
please email me that information. And any other suggestion you may have, I'm definitely always open for new adventures. I also check out different restaurants, boutique hotels. So it's not just adventure and, you know, jumping off of something. I love...
It's kind of a lifestyle, isn't it? I mean,
I love history.
Has it turned into more of a lifestyle?
Absolutely. I love history. I love... One of my favorite places, believe it or not, is Cancun. And someone may say, why Cancun? I mean, it's, you know, cheap. And I was like, well, yeah, that's why I love it. It's cheap. You get to go there. You can party there. But you can also get on a bus and go a couple of hours away and see the ruins and, you know, and see these huge pyramids and how people lived a long time ago. And I love to be able to experience all of those things whenever I travel. So, yeah, great. We can go and party. But show me something that I can where I can take a piece of that back with me. And
absolutely.
So that's why
absolutely.
I just love, yeah, I love that history.
And, you know, and I just wanted to say it's interesting because still as we have this conversation, I'm talking to you, but my eyes are so drawn to look at all these great pictures that you've taken at the different places. And something that actually looks really interesting to me that I have never done, I'm like you, I'm pretty adventurous, and I like to try a lot of different things, but the hang gliding, talk a little bit about that. I've always been kind of not so sure if I wanted to try that.
Oh, no, you want to try it. It is an adrenaline rush. It is wonderful. They're right off of Route 50 going towards Ocean City, and I would say probably a couple of hours away from D.C., but they are, I think it's Aerosport. But I'm not sure. You can go on World Next Door TV and find out for sure. But there, it was awesome. I mean, just taking off, you're attached to a little plane and by a fishing hook, almost like a fishing line. Which is what I said, too. But your glider is hooked onto this. You're in this little, I want to call it like a papoose thing. Uh-huh. You're kind of strapped on someone's back. And when you go up there, I think we went 2,000 feet up, straight up. And when you pull that cord and you release from the plane, it is so quiet. It's so serene. And mm-hmm. there is nothing quite like it. You've never seen a panoramic view quite like that. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Have you seen that?
Absolutely. You have to do it. You have to do it. And I would definitely not steer you wrong. If there was anything that I didn't like about it, I would say that too. But it's just awesome. It's awesome.
Well, and I just want to also let all of you know, if you are just joining us, don't forget everything that we're talking about. Make sure you check out her website, worldnextdoortv.com, and everything that we're talking about. They're just great photos. And also, I know we talked a little bit about Deep Creek, and she's got links on there directly to Raleigh that she talked about, and with which I love because I spend a lot of time there myself. So just make sure that you guys are able to check that out. Now, am I correct? Have you gone to Italy, or you're just sort of coming back from Italy?
We're just coming back. That was an awesome experience. We were there for 8 days or so. And we went to Rome, Vatican City, Pompeii, Sorrento, Capri, which is like my favorite place on earth. I've climbed Mount Vesuvius, believe it or not, all the way up to the top, looked in the crater.
Wow.
Saw the steam still venting from this thing, which was an experience. I was like, okay, this thing is set to go at any time.
Right, you're like, something's about to set off on this thing. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I do not want to see, you know, a do-over of what happened to Pompeii. So, but, you know, Naples, Positano, and the Amalfi Coast, it was a great trip. We took some people with us that were World Next Door fans, and we all had a great time. They and I believe, I'm trying to remember who hooked us up for that, and I can come up with that. I think that's on our website as well. But they took care of everything.
Let me see if I can go on there and find it too, so you and I can try to look for that at the same time.
Absolutely. They took care of everything, and from the pickups from the airport to different restaurants. Some of the restaurants were included. We had two different hotels, and just the people were so awesome. Italy is a place that everyone should at least go once.
I've heard that before.
Oh, it mm-hmm. is. From the food, the wine, everything about it is wonderful. The shopping is dangerous. Leave your credit card at home.
Because it will be used.
because I got back and I forgot the whole euro exchange is a little different. So, yeah, so you go there thinking it's a dollar, but no, it's a euro. So
that's funny. You're like, I forgot the whole the exchange thing on there. That is very, very, very funny. Okay, let's see. I think I found Italy on your site. So let me go ahead and see if I can find out that information that you're not. I know it's one of those things where
Riviera
you're talking
Tours.
About something.
Yeah, it's Riviera Tours.
It.
Riviera Tours is who took care of us on that trip. And they, like I said, they are awesome. Their people are awesome. And whoever puts together those tours is wonderful because, they took care of everything. And even the days that we went and I think there was one day we went to a vineyard and had dinner, and they just mm-hmm. kept bringing out. It was an all-you-can-eat type of buffet deal overlooking this beautiful coastline with, you know, the scent of grapes and, you know, it was just wonderful. It was just picturesque, beautiful. There's nothing like it, and you just can't experience that, at least not maybe on the East Coast. Anything so serene and beautiful. And like I said, they handpicked these places and just made sure that everything was completely taken care of. So definitely kudos, Riviera Tours.
What was it like visiting the Coliseum? I mean, I can only imagine to be standing in that space. What's that like?
Almost like going back in time. I mean, you can really picture what it must have been like to be a gladiator, to be afraid for your life, you know, fighting in a place like that for sport. And a lot of times, they go and they tell you the stories of the gladiators, and a lot of times the gladiators were slaves, you know, trying to get their freedom.
Yeah.
And
right.
just sitting there and looking around, the entire place is just awe-inspiring. It's huge. The amount of marble that it took to build this place, it's beautiful. But you know, it's some places are kind of sad. But then again, you know, it's history, and it's wonderful. It's one thing to be able to see it and touch it and breathe it, and it's so much different than just reading it in a book. You're living it, and you're learning from people, you know, where it was passed down from generation to generation, and they can tell you what really happened. You know,
and
it's the same thing about Vatican City and Pompeii. It was just wonderful to be able to touch these places.
Yeah, Mike Cullip, who's one of my regular guests on At Home with Victoria, said many of the places that you are talking about in Italy that you visit, had a chance to visit it, he had seen a lot of those places during his Navy days when he was in the Navy, and says everything that you're saying in terms of describing it is perfectly true and very accurate description. I think especially a feeling like you just stepped back in history when you're actually there.
Absolutely. And places like the Amalfi Coast or Capri, there were times where I couldn't tell where the water started or ended and the sky began. It was just beautiful and breathtaking, and you just don't know how to describe it. They actually should have sent a poet because a poet would have been able to describe what I was seeing. There's nothing like it, and even a picture can't do it any justice. You really have to see it for yourself.
Yeah, I have not been there. That is on my list, and also visiting Spain. Those two are on my list in my lifetime to be able to go.
Great one.
And to be able to go and visit. And again, Mike, thank you so much for joining us inside of the chat room. So we have a question right here. So this is a young lady who is listening in Florida, and she says that she goes, ha, 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 I'm waiting for Sonia to come down to Disney World and visit us here. Have her book a trip and come see Mickey Mouse. That's so cute.
Send for me. I'll come. Absolutely.
So,
I've actually been to Disney World about 3 or 4 times.
Let me ask you this. Let's say, for example, I don't know, let's say there's a new restaurant in Georgetown or somewhere on Pennsylvania Avenue that opens up, and they want you to come and kind of, assess the place and try the food and write about it. Do you actually do that, or is it kind of you that likes to pick the places?
Well, I like picking places, yes, but I'm always looking for new things, new places. One of my friends is a comedian. His name is Ed Blaze, and he just invited me to a place called, I believe it's a gala. I can't remember which street it's on downtown, but he had a show there a couple of weeks ago, and I'd never been there, but it was a great place. I had a ball. And the show was wonderful, but it opened my eyes to a different part of D.C. that I hadn't, you know, that I don't frequent that much. I'm always downtown, and I'm really not ever uptown that often. And it was just kind of cool to get out of my own comfort zone in the city and find a new place. So I'm always looking for suggestions of new places. So by all means, please leave it on the Facebook fan page. And and I'll try and check it out. Might put some pictures up.
And one last thing that I want to talk about, because I promised you about 8:25. It's after 8:30. I don't like to keep my guests longer than I ask, because I know you guys have a life and have a lot of stuff to do. But I do want to ask you about the Girls' Night Out episode. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Which one?
well, pretty much. Well, I know all of them are fun, but I guess the ones that I want to talk about was the one that you did with DC Dance Collective, and also when you went to the Gomez Salon. The Salon and Spa, those two.
Well, Irwin Gomez Salon is no longer in Georgetown, but Irwin is definitely the man. He's a wonderful makeup artist. He does Michelle Obama and Oprah. So he's awesome. So if you ever need a great makeup artist, that's definitely a person to check out. But as far as Girls' Night Out, you want to definitely have a nice little time with your girlfriends. There's a couple places that I would suggest, actually. And one of them is, yes, DC Dance Collective. That's great. If you want to just learn how to shake a tail feather, that's a great place to do it. But I also like Me and You in Georgetown. Mm-hmm. That's a great place to have a good drink, have great food. There's a DJ on the weekends. There's belly dancing, believe it or not. And it's a great place to meet people in the bathroom. What I mean by meeting people in the bathroom, it's, male and female bathroom. And people come out of the stalls and wash their hands and just kind of look over, the sink and
are you
just
serious?
Start a conversation.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, the food's great. And they have a great drink called French Kiss. So if you're ever in Georgetown and you check out Me and You, go have a French Kiss on me.
It sounds like a delicious drink for sure.
Yes. I don't know what's in it. Don't ask what's in it. Just have one.
Just drink it, exactly.
Yes.
And in fact, I just pulled them up on the internet as we're having a conversation, and they've gotten a tremendous amount of press from all over the place. So that's going to be my spot that I check out the next time I'm in D.C. and looking for a place to hang out with some folks. I think that you've sold me on that one. I'm going to give that one a try, and I'll tell them that you sent me, too.
Absolutely. See Victoria. She's great.
I will.
It's another Victoria.
I can remember that. Right.
Maybe it's the name.
I can remember that name. It's very, very easy. Very easy, and I would definitely tell her that you actually sent me. Well, Sonia, it has been a pleasure. I want to thank you so much for taking the time and to tell us about your adventures. But more importantly, I think what I got out of the conversation, and I think a lot of the listeners too, was just to not limit yourself, I mean, if you haven't done something, get out of your comfort zone, go ahead and do it, and just get out there. And like you said, First Lady Michelle Obama, move, do something as opposed to sitting on the couch.
Absolutely. We have enough people playing video games. Just make like a tennis shoe and just do it.
I agree. Well, love, we look forward to all of your adventures. And any time you need
Thank
to come
you.
On the show, or even if you've got something that you need to promote, you can always just drop me an email if you can't be on here. I always, I'm always trying to give out as much information as possible. So it's just a matter of you sending me an email and say, hey, Victoria, I've got this going on. Can you mention it on the show? And it's a done deal.
Well, I do appreciate it, and if you would, please ask your listeners to like me on Facebook. We need to get the numbers up on the fan page.
Okay.
And, that's always, people are always talking about Facebook numbers, but hopefully people will get something out of it in return. A lot of different things to do on the weekends, not just dinner and a movie. You can definitely try something new this weekend.
Yeah. I think the other place, and you've probably already been to St. Michael's. If you've been there before, it's about an hour, 40 minutes outside of D.C.
You were
the
third
Eastern
person
Shore.
That told me about St. Michael's, so that must mean I need to check it out.
Yeah,
I heard it's beautiful.
Fact, I will shoot you an email because I know practically half of the town, so I can shoot your email and hook you up with somebody at the Chamber of Commerce who can, take care of you, too. So, yeah, I do want – I personally want you to go there. I think you'll really like it. I do.
Well, you can tell me exactly where to go there because, like I said, you're the third person that told me, so it must be marvelous. I'm sure if you recommend it, it's great.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is a lot of fun. And what's interesting about St. Michael's is that at one point before he passed away, Michael Jackson was in St. Michael's looking to have a home
really?
There. So
oh,
you've got
wow.
these large, lavish, sort of English cottage-looking estates, and everything is on the water. And you've got the one of the main, I think it's called something the Inn. I can't think of the name of it, but it's been there since, like, George Washington time, and it's, like, one of the best inns, like, in the world to visit, just the quality and the staff. So that would be the place I will want you to go and stay because apparently, and I've stayed there before, the service is just top to none. So I'm going to hook you up with the right person because that's where my place is that I want you to go, and I can help you make that happen. You'll have a good
wonderful,
time.
Wonderful, and I'll send you my report.
Okay, and I'll look forward to the pictures, too. Thank you, love. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, Victoria.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. And again, just go to, I want you to go and check out her website, worldnextdoortv.com, worldnextdoortv.com. Don't forget, Sonia's also asking that you go on Facebook and become her friend. Now, I know one of her pages on Facebook, it's pretty much taken up, but she has started a second page. So, in fact, I'll go ahead and put the link to her new page inside the chat room so that you guys can go ahead and start friending her on that particular page. So, yep, in fact, I've got that link right now. So I just love Sonia because she's just got this great, you know, spirit of adventure. You know, like she said, she got to an age and she said, you know, is this it? Is this all that it is? And obviously it was not for her. So I want to thank her again for coming on At Home with Victoria. World Next Door, make sure you check her out. And I think Michael Kay and I are back on the air again very soon. My good friend Mike Coop is inside the chat room with me tonight. Mike, it looks like it's just you and I. Call in if you want to, if you've got anything that you want to talk about. I've got about 10 more minutes on the air. So, Mike Coop, if you've got anything that you've got going on, that Drew's got going on, that any of us need to know about, then feel free to go ahead and call in, and you can finish the show out with me if you want to. But I also wanted to mention, and I wanted to thank 95.3 Michelle Noodle Smith for inviting me on her radio show in D.C., and that was last week. I had a great time. I had so much fun. In fact, my call-up called in to say hi in his pledge, and as well as entertainment co-host Michael Kay called in also to give a pledge. That's WPFW. They're in the process of doing their fall fundraiser drive, so they were asking folks to kind of help out and to call in and give a pledge. In fact, my mother was so moved by the show. I don't know. I like to think it was because she listened to her daughter. Probably not, but anyway, she pledged $30, and that was very cool. I thought of my mom to do that. But I think Mike Coop says that he's going to call in, so we'll see what Mike has to say. We're still waiting for him to actually pop up on the screen. 718-664-9364, 718-664-9364. I think this is probably Mike who's popping up on the screen right now. Hi, Mike. Is this you?
It's me. How are you doing, news lady?
I am good. It's glad to have some other company. Isn't Sonia amazing?
She is. She really is. I checked out her website and went to her Facebook page and went ahead and liked her. Really nice. Really cool picture.
Yeah, she is. It's funny that when I said, oh, my God, you never take any bad pictures, and she starts laughing. She goes, no, I take bad pictures. You just don't see them. And I thought about myself because everyone says, oh, Victoria, you take the greatest pictures. And I'm thinking, yeah, but you just don't see the bad ones. So that was kind of funny when she said that. Because I do take bad pictures, too, I must say. So anyway, enough about me. What's going on with you? What have you got going on?
Oh, lots of things, Victoria. We Drew just partnered with an organization called adopt a U.S. soldier .org, and basically they provide non-perishables to the men and women that are serving our country all around the world. And they have selected
Yeah, absolutely.
They have selected his song called Another Day from his first album called Waiting as their international theme song.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And you know what I love about Drew, and I've said this many, many times, you know, he is the type of person, and also you too, and, you know, the whole camp that surrounds him. You know, you guys are it's not always that you're out there trying to make a buck or you're just trying to make some money or you're just kind of out there. Of course, you're trying to get your name out there, but I just feel like you guys are always doing it in the right way, and this is yet another example of that.
Well, thank you so much, and you're 100% right about helping out where we can help out, and Drew is along with myself and our other partner all about helping out anyone in need, but especially at this point in time in our country's history, the men and women who have been serving for so long overseas to protect our freedoms.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And in fact, you know, I sent you an email, was it just maybe 3 or 4 days ago? I got an email from a young lady who is putting on a benefit at one of the embassies in D.C., and I didn't know her at all, but somehow she knew that I knew Drew and that he was on my show and that we're all kind of family and sort of help and support each other. And so she emailed me requesting to be my friend, and, of course, I said yes. And then in the email, she said, hey, you know, actually, I want to be your friend, but also I'm emailing you because I'm trying to get some type of connection with Drew Stevens because I'd love for him to come to this embassy event in Washington to be a guest and to be one of the musicians. So I thought, wow, this is great. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work out, but that there to me is just another example of how, you know, Drew is out there doing good things people are hearing about, and you have this person from an embassy in Washington, D.C. who connected with me to get to you guys.
Absolutely, and I just wanted to say thank you for passing that along to us. She is extremely, extremely nice. Unfortunately, Drew has a commitment the day of her benefit, but we did tell her that any future events that she has, we will be glad to help her out. So she is, like I said, she's very nice.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's just nice, I think, when people actually contact you, you know, whether it works out or not, but that they're actually thinking of you for their event or whatever it is that they're doing to actually do that. And the other thing that I know that Drew, he's got a couple of other, I mean, I know you guys are always working on things for him for the fall. I'm thinking he's probably going to be pretty busy around Christmas time with probably a request for Christmas events as well.
Yeah, he does. However, he generally, for the last 3 years or so, has been requested to come down to a place that I really love, Key West, Florida, and play at Jimmy Buffett's in Margaritaville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm so jealous. I'm thinking about maybe offering to help him carry his equipment.
That would be pretty awesome. That would be very, very awesome. I just want to say one second, Sonia wants to thank everybody who's friending her right now on Facebook. I was just looking at my computer, Mike, and an email popped up, and she said, people are friending me, so I want to thank everybody who is actually friending her on Facebook as a result of At Home with Victoria. That's something that I do truly, truly appreciate. So, Mike, call up. I just wanted you to call in just to see if there was anything else you wanted to talk about or you got going on before I say goodnight. And plus, it's nice to have somebody else on the show with me, just and me not just be by myself. Michael Kay was busy with some other things tonight, so he couldn't be here.
Right. Well, thank you very much for allowing me to call in. I'm so happy that I got to share the news about the new organization that we're working for. And we'll continue to reach out, and I want to thank you and Mike Kay and At Home with Victoria for allowing us to continue to get the message out. And
now, where can we find that? Are you going to be posting that information, the link to the organization that he's going to be working with, the military organization?
Yes, Victoria. It's actually already on his website. I should say on Facebook. And I'm going to be adding it to his website here in the very, very, very near future. But it's basically adoptausoldier.com. Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. Because I wanted just before the show is over to put that information with the link inside the chat room. Because, you know, when the show is over, that information stays and people can see it. So I just wanted to put that information inside there. So it's Adopt a Soldier.
A U.S. Soldier.
USSoldier.com. Okay. All right. Mike, thank you so much, darling, for calling in. Say hello to the missus.
I will do, Victoria. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, and good night. And again, that was Mike Cullip. He's one of our regulars, and you've probably heard him before on News Crunch on At Home with Victoria, and you've heard him periodically. He comes on the air to kind of give us updates on Drew Stevens. Drew is an artist. Was just I just got to see him myself not too long ago and just gave a great, great concert. So we love Drew. And I want to thank everybody inside the chat room. Is that Gina, I see, who's inside the chat room? Hi, Gina. Gina is here, and she says, hello, my lovelies. Hello, Gina. We love you, too. But in any event, my time is pretty much over. Michael Kay and I are going to be back in the next couple of days with another show. I do see Steve Silverman. It looks like he's wearing one of is that Drew's T-shirts, Please Excuse the Machine? If so, you guys have got to check that out on my wall. I think Drew was tagged in that as well. Steve Silverman is a creative manager of Fox Broadcasting Company in L.A., and also he's the director and editor and all that good stuff of PrettyTheSeries.com. I forgot to mention, Michael Kay mentioned that I think it was Steve and the cast of Pretty put together a video presentation of him and his partner Steve, and he wanted all of us to take a look at it, and I do believe that's on Michael's Kay wall, so make sure you guys take a look at that. So with that said, I want to thank all of you so much for taking the time to join me tonight on At Home with Victoria. We've got a few minutes left over. I think we'll listen to one of Shelley's songs as we say goodnight.
You can ride it in smoke with a plane across the sky. You can sing it in a song, a poem, a sweet lullaby. You can stir up emotions in me that I can't control, but words alone can't quench this thirst in my soul. It all.